Anything new in terms of the issue of fertility and adjuvant therapy? I know Kevin Fox has done some work on this. Where are we right now on that issue?
Yeah, I think that you're right that we have been driven by a lot of kind of GYN data to suggest that maybe ovarian suppression during the time of chemotherapy administration would be a useful strategy to protect follicles. There are some small studies from the non-breast cancer literature that had suggested that using these LHRH agonists during chemotherapy, like during lymphoma treatment, might be useful. And then Kevin did this small series at the University of Pennsylvania where he used one of the LHRH agonists. I forgot which one, actually. I think Zoladex, Hozerolin, and gave it during the course of administration of any of a number of conventionally utilized adjuvant chemotherapies. These were real young women, and he was able to show that the vast majority of them either retained or regained their menstrual function. I think the thing that was sobering for me was then he looked a few years later to find out what actually happened. You know, did they have babies? How did this come out? And the results were not, at least to my way of thinking, quite as robust as we might have hoped for. So I would look at this as pretty unanswered. Another way that it's going to be tackled, and I hope people will support this, the Southwest Oncology Group through the intergroup is putting together a randomized trial that's going to really try to sort this out. They're going to try and minimize concerns and any of this hormone interaction question by limiting their trial to women who have estrogen and progesterone receptor negative breast cancer, young women who are interested in this fertility preservation. And they're going to be randomly assigned to chemotherapy or chemotherapy plus an LHRH agonist. And the endpoints of this trial will be things like menstrual function and those kinds of things. I think that's a nice trial because it allows us to test this in breast cancer where we'd like to hear about it, you know, with the kind of regimens that we use in breast cancer. But it gets us away from all the kind of lingering concerns we might have about doing this in women who have estrogen or progesterone receptor positive breast cancers.
So presumably the LHRH agonist is not going to have an effect on the tumor.
That's the thought, is that these tumors are fundamentally hormone unresponsive. So if you mess around with their estrogen levels, if you estrogen deprive them, it shouldn't have any impact on their cancer. You know, if you think about applying this to women who have estrogen or progesterone receptor positive breast cancer, I'm personally a little nervous about that. It's from a theoretical perspective.
Right.
And it's also based on some very old trials that were done back in the oophorectomy days that looked at oophorectomy at the same time as chemotherapy, way old trials, and suggested that in some of those women that actually the women who had the oophorectomy and the chemotherapy simultaneously, as opposed to just the chemotherapy, didn't do as well. So you could hypothesize that those may not be good interactions, that estrogen deprivation and simultaneous chemotherapy may not be a good interaction in a premenopausal receptor-positive breast cancer.
And, of course, we've seen that in terms of tamoxifen, Kathy Albane's
absolutely.
Study.
Absolutely. And I said, hey, and if that's not enough, again, extrapolating from a related but not the same situation, we might have believed that giving tamoxifen and chemotherapy simultaneously would be a good thing. Laboratory models supported it, giving two effective things at the same time, and yet it turned out to be a bad idea.